Good morning. ICANN61, Sunday, March 11, GAC discussion, new GTLD.
All right, everyone, please take your seats. We're going to resume the GAC plenary. So welcome to day two of GAC plenary, and don't worry, don't panic. There's been no coup against Manal. She's still the chair of the GAC. But as you might know, being the chair of the GAC means you also are a member of the board, of the ICANN board, and this morning she was busy with some board sessions, so she asked us vice chairs to fill in for her. So we're going to animate the GAC plenary session for this morning. So the first session we have today in the GAC plenary is a continuation of a session we had yesterday on WorkTrack 5 from the new GTLD subsequent procedures PDP, GNSO PDP. So now I'm going to do the script, which is a new thing for this ICANN meeting, to start our agenda item number 10. So we're going to start agenda item number 10. We're a bit late. It's 10:50. We're scheduled at 10:30, but we're going to start it now, and we're going to have it until, let's say, 11:45. I think it's good timing. Okay, is it okay for the recording? Good. Olga, I think you're our topic lead on this issue. So it's a continuation of the session we had yesterday. So Olga, if you want to take the floor, go forward.
Thank you, Guillaume, and thank you, colleagues, for coming back after the coffee. Some caffeine helps us. So the idea for this continuation of the meeting we had this morning, because it was a working group about this issue also. So my proposal is to review the Excel file that it is until open for comments or additions that you want to make, and I will show it to you. It's quite a wide document, but it's not so difficult. If we debrief it, you will see that it's not so difficult, but if you see it as a whole, it's like too much. So my idea is to show it on the screen and navigate it with you and see what has been included there, and perhaps we can read the comments from other colleagues from the community and some others. And ladies, yes, you have to go to the first one, and then you will have to enhance a little bit the text, because as you can see, we can scroll in east and west and north and south, so the columns and the reference in the left. Oh yeah, perfect, thank you so much. That's very useful. So how much time do we have, Guillaume? Until quarter to...
Yeah, quarter to 12.
12, okay.
Wait. Yeah.
We have the PSWG session.
Well, let's just say, because we have the PSWG session after, and I think we're supposed to stop at 12, actually. So let's say we have this session until...
Quarter to
11:40.
11:40, okay. Mm-hmm. So we have like 45 minutes to review the document. So if you were with us in the previous session, you remember the PowerPoint that I showed, different categories of different definitions of geographic names that were included in the 2007 GNSO PDP and in the 2012 applicant guidebook. So this, what is in the left column, is the same, exactly the same that we have been reviewing before. Now we will go more into details about the three questions that were in each of the slides that I showed you, and we can review comments about colleagues. Honestly, I must confess, I tried to summarize it somehow, but I quit because I thought I couldn't. So I thought that perhaps we could review the document itself and see if you want to do some additions in it. So the first line in this is one of the slides that I showed you, is what is the defined geographic term in 2007 genus OPDB and in the applicant guidebook, which is the alpha 2 code listed in the ISO 3166/1 standard, which is the well-known list of the two-letter codes that is used for the ccTLDs. So I won't read the two B and C columns because we already reviewed them. I think we are missing two or three rows, ladies. Could you scroll down a little? Yes. No, down. No. This will be difficult. No, and if it's 7, 6, go down. Down, down, down. No, the other, yes. No, 7, 6, I need 2, 3, 4 in the left. Yes, that's what I need. What happened with these two-letter codes in 2007 and 2012 were not permitted as TLDs, especially in the applicant guidebook. Reason is to avoid conflicted with the current and future country codes based on this list, which are used for the CC, for the country code top-level domains. If we can scroll to the right, columns D and see the responses to the... Can I navigate from here if you allow me with the Adobe Connect room? Can I share the screen, my screen? Sorry for this, it's quite complicated, but share my screen there. Compartir. Here we are. But I need a full screen. Can you do that? Perfect. So, thank you so much. So I relieve you from the burden of navigating the Excel. So, as you can see, the B column and the C column, we already talked about that before. And let's see the issues and remarks, and is it a valid... The questions that were included in the PowerPoint and some comments. This is where I want to go now, because the column B and C, we already reviewed it. So issues remark in the 2012 applicant guidebook, two-character IDNs are allowed unless it is visually similar to any one-character label, or it's visually similar to any possible two-character ASCII combinations. And there is a reference to another part of the applicant guidebook. Is it a valid geographic term for the purpose of new gTLDs? This is one of the questions that we are trying to answer in the work that we are doing in this definition. I'm trying. Yes.
You might want to make it a little bigger here because it's very difficult for
you to see. You tell me where. Oh, yeah, right. Thank you so much. That's better?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Sorry for that. Okay. So, is it a valid geographic term? I'm here. This list has been the basis for the ccTLD since 2000 at ICANN. And I'm just reading comments from the community. You cannot pick and choose elements you want to use. Is tied to a larger universe and has a consistency across that universe. And as almost all of these codes have been delegated, there is not much of an issue to address. So it is somehow clear that this list should be not allowed. The positive impact or merits based on the applicant guidebook treatment that didn't allow these two-letter codes to be used as new gTLDs. Some comments, two-letter combinations are available in case new two-letter codes are added to the ISO list. New countries are established and want a ccTLD. C several comments about that. This probation makes the difference between CCTLDs and GTLDs, so it's clear for users. This avoids creating confusion to the general understanding. Two alpha signs are, I think there are more comments below, CCTLDs. So I think it's almost clear that everyone agrees that this is a CCTLD list. The negative impact based on the applicant guidebook treatment, the applicant guidebook said that this list is not available. Negative is some CCTLDs essentially operates as GTLDs without the restrictions associated with GTLDs. That's just an interesting comment. You will know some CCTLDs are considered GTLDs. There are some cases, and that's something that someone brought up as a comment. Some examples are TV, ME, and others. They say, Greg says, that these TLDs are taking advantage of the assumption that all two-letter TLDs are CCTLDs, and there are possible opportunities in the G space, but difficult to assess. The question raised is, what was the rationale for this provision regarding the text to avoid conflicting with current and foreign country codes? Was this a concern about type of variations, misdirected traffic, or competitions for CCTLDs operators with country code top-level domain names? How often are new two-letter codes country code added to the ISO 3166 list? What are the lost opportunities in the GTLD space as a result of this provision? So, if we are not allowing that, what we are missing? And future treatment, we have to remind that the cross-community working group on the use of country and territory names reached preliminary consensus in support of maintaining the status quo of two-letter codes as exclusively reserved for country code TLDs, for CCTLDs. The ISO should be this is another comment. The ISO should be consulted on future treatment. Should we limit? This is so difficult. Should we limit restriction to letter combination in the future? The WordTrack will need to determine whether it considers this in scope of the WordTrack 5. Otherwise, it will refer to the WordTrack 2, which is another part of the GNSO PDP. And Jorge says that the treatment should be maintained. So, if you think that this restriction of the use of the ISO 3166/1 list should be restricted for the use of new rounds of new GTLDs, please go to the website, to the document, and comment. Benedicto, please.
Just one question. I was looking at the different comments, and one that strikes me is that there are might be opportunities lost in the GTLD space because of that provision. Could you maybe give some more detail on the discussion on this, if you have? I think that was a point made by Jeff Newman and others.
I think that what it may mean, and I maybe my colleagues from the GNSO may help me. I think that what Jeff is trying to say is that there may be two-letter codes that could be interesting. That's my interpretation, but maybe Martin can help me. Maybe there are two-letter codes that are not in the list and could be good for new GTLDs, but this is my interpretation. Martin Sutton, he is a co-lead of the WordTrack 5. Maybe you can help me with this one, Martin.
Thank you, Olga. Yes, Martin Sutton. I think you're right in terms of the point of two character codes that are not on the ISO list at the moment. So there is no country code established for a certain number of two character strings. So should those be treated differently, it could be one option. There was the other issue with two characters, which was whether letter number combinations could be looked at as well. But I think from the general discussions within the group, the letter number combination would be something that's outside of scope for the Work Track 5 deliberations.
Does this answer your question, Benedicto? Thank you very much, Martin. Comments, questions? So if you have concerns or comments about this, of the use of this two-letter codes in future rounds, please go to the document. It's a shared document. I can share again with you the link and make yourself known by the comment. So, sí, Jorge, go ahead.
Thank you, Olga. I'm Jorge Canci, for the record. I was just wondering if the request for GAC colleagues to go to the Google Docs could be perhaps a hurdle too high for some of our colleagues who might not be very familiar with how this Work Track 5 is working and how GNSO working groups do you normally work. And I was wondering if it would be possible for the support staff or independent secretariat to prepare a compilation of comments, let's say a form for compiling comments from GAC colleagues, giving a certain deadline and giving a certain introduction to each of the different geographic terms we are talking about, why they were excluded in 2012, or why the non-objection rule was applied in 2012 to some of them. So giving some context, some background, but not only providing the information, but also facilitating the recollection of their inputs. And if this could be made, the compilation of all the inputs could then be made available to the Work Track 5, I don't know if directly or first being circulated to the GAC, and that would perhaps on one side provide the GAC members, GAC colleagues, with a more effective opportunity of providing inputs, and on the other side the Work Track 5 would benefit from a wider range of views from the GAC, and they wouldn't only listen to what a very tiny number of more active GAC members is telling them in the meetings of the Work Track 5. Thank you.
Thank you, Jorge. I think it's a very good idea. Perhaps we could prepare a table with some spaces where to order the responses or comments, and I can help with that. If someone would like to join me in preparing some document, maybe secretariat can help me. Jorge, you also. You gave the idea. You know what happens when you have an idea in a group, you know? So you usually take the responsibility of doing that. So I can work on that with some of you if you want. I think it's a very good idea, and I think it will facilitate the input from GAC colleagues. Any comments to that? Any other volunteers? Okay, let's think about it, and maybe we can share a document with you, perhaps during this week. Okay, as you can see, the the Excel file is big, but if you debrief it and go step by step, then it's not so complicated to analyze. So I will go to the second row with this number 6 in the file. Can you see it from there? Yes. So it's the 3 code listed in the ISO 3166/1 standard. As we reviewed in the previous session, in the 2007 GNSS PDP, it was available, but with having in mind that applicant must present these proposed strings to not to violate any national laws. And in the applicant guidebook, they were not permitted. So, some remarks, some comments from colleagues from the community about this. We are talking about three-letter codes, which for example, Argentina would be ARG, and we had some examples in... I'm trying to show all the comments. I'm suffering here. Yeah. Okay. Some comments. .com is on the ISO 31661 list as three-letter country code. It was delegated before the issue of three-letter country codes was considered an ICANN policy implementation. CCTLD policy exists on this issue. Where appropriate, we should defer to this policy. Could we examine this issue more definitively? There are two issues. One is the listing of three-letter codes in the ISO list. It seems there could be consensus around continuing to reserve those labels, which are on the ISO list, but there are many others, including .com, .net, so on, that are being used. Would be helpful to make those distinctions clearer. So those are remarks from members of the community. And let me... is it a valid geographic term for the purpose of a new GTLD? There is a geographic connection for Alpha 3 codes. There are three-letter country codes in ISO 3166. This was a comment from several members. And then positive impact based on the treatment in the applicant guidebook that did not allow this three-letter code. There is a strong feeling in the country code community that the Alpha 3 list is closely associated with country names. Countries often use their three-letter codes in various contexts. There is concern about confusion of country names. A negative impact, opportunities based on the treatment, so the negative impact of not using these three-letter codes. There are a number of potential uses that were excluded from the outset, which could be perceived as missed opportunity. This is something similar of what we talked about the two-letter codes a meeting ago when it was remarked by Ambassador Benedicto. For example, .can.iot.idn.gin.gum.fin.cub.pry. Susan, well, it's a comment from some members of the community. I won't read the names. A prospective applicant would be banned even if they could have come to an agreement with the respective owner of the three-letter code. Say, for example, someone comes to Argentina and talk to the government and agree that an applicant could request ARG with an agreement with the government, then if it's not allowed, then that's an opportunity that it's missed. This is what this comment means. The questions raised, what are the lost opportunities in the GTLD space as a result of this provision? Are there any countries that could have liked to apply? Maybe a country could like to apply. Were transposition of three-letter codes allowed in the 2012 round? NER is the alpha for 3 Niger, but REN is new GTLD. So are they allowed, transposition of letters? What happens if the ISO 3166/1 changes over time? Because you know this list have maintenance and they may change over time. And finally, the comments... cross-community working group on using current country and territory names was unable to reach consensus on the treatment of three-letter codes. The ISO should be consulted on future treatment. Great care must be taken not to confuse existing three-letter country codes with geo names. treatment should be maintained. Subsidiarity and policy authority of the local national community as CCTLD should be respected in any case. So have that in mind. Two letter codes that were not allowed in the first round. Let's go to the next one. Long form name listed in the ISO 3166 standard for a transnational of the long form name in any language. We already saw it was not permitted in the applicant guidebook in 2012 and 2007, yes, but with the provision that it could have an objection from the country. So let's see the comments from the community. Sorry. Oh, what did I do? Oh, my God. I deleted it all. You know how much I suffer with this. Okay, let's go. ISO draws from the United Nations terminology database for this list. The ISO only identifies terms itself when there is a gap in the United Nations terminology database. Is it a valid geographic terms for the purpose of the new GTLD? This is a useful reference point, but not the only authoritative source of country names, and many differ from other lists or sources. This list has limitations. This is a valid geographic term, and that's all the comments. And positive impact or merit based on the applicant guidebook, which didn't allow the use of this list. It was an easy, predictable, and objective standard to follow. And negative, so it was negative to have it banned. If a country wanted to apply for their long name as TLD, they were not allowed. That's true. Potential missed opportunities, but difficult to measure. And question raised, is IDNCCTLD fast track out of scope in this discussion? And what are the lost opportunities in the GTLD space as a result of this provision? This is the same question as from the other two and three letter codes list. And treatment should be maintained. Subsidiary and policy authority of the local national community as in CCTLDs should be respected. So this is quite similar to the two-letter codes and three-letter codes. And now we will go to the short form of the name. So Republica Argentina, Argentina, and other examples may come. So I won't go into these two columns because we already reviewed them. There are no issues. Some comments about positive impacts of having this not allowed in the applicant guidebook. Similar positive impact merit as long-form names. It was an easy, predictable, and objective standard to follow. Negative, so it was not allowed. What was the negative impact? Similar negative impact opportunities as long-form names. If a country wanted to apply for their long name, a TLD or short name, they were not allowed. Potential missed opportunities. Is the IDNCCTLD fast track out of scope? This is similar comments as before. What are the lost opportunities in the GTLD space? And the treatment should be maintained. This is similar comment as before. Subsidiary and policy authority of the local national community as is in CTLD should be respected. So, two-letter codes, three-letter codes, long form of the name of the country and short form of the name of the country has similar comments. Are there lost opportunities or this not allowing these names to be selected as new GTLDs should be maintained? I think this short or long form name association with a code that has been designated exceptional reserved by the ISO maintenance agency has similar comments. It's similar as before. Similar negative impact opportunities as long form names. This is quite the same. Lost opportunities and treatment should be maintained. So, in general, all the comments are similar. And then we have the separable component of a country name designated on the separable country name list, or is a transitional of a name appearing to the list in any language according to the applicant guidebook. So these two columns are the same. No comments. Very similar comment as before. So I won't repeat that. The permutation of transposition of any names. This is the same. The issue remark, presumably transposition, refers only to the rearrangement of words within a term and not letters within a term. Is it a valid name? It probably does make sense to consider some of these terms geographic. And then there are some comments here. Because this provision does not specifically refer to terms on a particular list, it is less clear. Potential missed opportunities. We have more comments here. Let's see if I don't spoil it. Okay. Doesn't work. Yes. Because this provision does not specifically refer to terms on a particular list, it is less clear. Potential missed opportunities, but difficult to measure. It is hard to imagine that someone would want to apply for Island Cayman, therefore it is hard to imagine a harm associated with reserving this term. Other comments, questions? Clarification is needed on the scope of permutations and transposition restriction. Does it apply to three-letter codes, N-E-R or R-I-N? Well, you can see that in the screen. Let me see if there are more comments below. Yes, there are. Oh, this is challenging. Okay. Are there examples where the permutation is actually a used term or expression? This does not seem to be the case for the examples given Republic Czech and Island Cayman. Was this an actual problem in the last round, or are we trying to identify a hypothetical problem to fix? Did anyone want to apply for one of these terms or was unable to? Did this provision apply to translations into other languages? Response translation is mentioned in long form name. Let me open more comments. And short form name. And in the 2012 applicant guide, was there any restriction in TLDs that contain a country name, for example, Go Canada? And finally, we have other comments. World Track members found the phrasing of this provision confusing. If a similar provision is included in the future, the text should be more clear. Transposition should not apply to three-letter codes. Such a provision would not make sense. There is already not a strong association between many three-letter codes and the countries they represent. The group should consider removing this provision unless there is documented problem that is. This provision seeks to solve. The Cayman Island cannot be outlawed because we do not allow embed its strengths. This is why the objection process exists. They should be used to address edge cases, and treatment should be maintained. Subsidiarity and policy authority of the local national community, as in CCTLDs, should be respected. So this was more complex. A name by which a country is commonly known, as demonstrated by evidence that the country is recognized by the name of an intergovernmental or treaty organization. We had an example of Holland and the Netherlands. And was not permitted. And we have comments, support expressed for considering these geographic terms. There is some level of predictability because there are specific sources of terms. Agree in theory, but give the confusion among this group, the rules are not that easy to understand in practice and therefore are not completely predictable. The negative impact of not allowing that countries would not be able to apply for these terms if they wanted to. Potential missed opportunities, like before. Question rise, did any country want to apply for any of these terms? Is there a strict definition of treaty organizations, or can we consult? That's a good point. And finally, some comments, treatment should be maintained, subsidiarity and policy authority of the local national community, as in CCTLDs, should be respected in any case. Okay, we have like 15 minutes. I'm checking. I think we will go through all the comments. Other geographic names, representation in any language. I'm not seeing if we have. Okay, 11:30. Okay, we have like 4 minutes. 6 minutes. Okay. 6 minutes to go. I wish I can go through all the documents so you have a sense of the contents in it. So we have other geographic names, a representation in any language of a capital city name, city names, SACMAC of subnational place, and the UNESCO list. So the provisions in column B and C, we already reviewed them. No many remarks, and you can check the comments here, which are not many, by the way. And about city names, I let you review them. I will share with you the link and the whole document if you want. What I would like to stress is the other, you see, here it says existing geoterms, and there's one other file here. It says additional geoterms, and this is quite small, so I will make it larger. So this is something that I already read to you in the previous session, and it's about those names that are not in any lists. This is a comment made by one GAC member. So have in mind that there are names that are not in list and there were conflicts in the first round. So, and this additional geoterms part of the file, we have this has been included, and it says rivers, mountains, plains, and other names that are related with geographic significance are not included in this list. So I will share with you the Excel file and the link, and I will check with my colleagues in the WordTrack 5 the how much time we have to make comments, and also if we can take the suggestion made by our colleague Jorge from Switzerland of perhaps preparing some intermediate document to gather comments from colleagues from GAC and before sending them to the full file, that could be very useful. And I will stop here and give the floor to Guillaume.
Well, thank you, Olga. Well, you still have a few minutes if you want to open the floor for comments on the table or...
You wanted to resume the... Yeah, please. Belgium.
Merci, Olga. Donc.
Belgium speaking. Thank you, Olga. We are not part of that working group, and I will repeat what I said when we spoke about geo names and country codes. This is a specific question. I would like to insist on the fact that because certain states are not working group members in Work Track 5, well, that doesn't mean a lack of interest on our behalf. It reflects lack of resources. We would like a new procedure by which public interest may be protected, government's interests may be protected, and I would like these on the GAC communique. But what happens when a name is not recognized as a geo name, for example, .spa for Belgium? Well, what happens when, or what would happen on a new round for .orange, what happens if this name is not considered a country code or a geo name, but is considered just a common name? Has the group addressed this topic, or are you going to do it at a later stage?
What was included in the applicant guidebook and in the 2007 PDP? So if some GAC members want to broaden the perspective, the moment is now to include them, as we have included this comment in the additional part that says additional geoterms. So we have to have that in mind. There will be a time that the report will come to the GAC for comments, but it could be good if we can make as common as possible before. So then the work is easier for all of us to review and for the whole community to review the report. Other questions, comments? Benedicto?
Sorry, I think there was Morocco was asking for the floor before. So please.
I didn't see.
Le Maroc.
Le Maroc, I don't see.
Et ensuite, le Brésil.
Morocco first and then Brazil. Morocco speaking. Thank you, Chair. I am the representative of Morocco. I would like to raise a point here about the review of names by which certain countries are known, either historically or through international treaties. Unfortunately for us, the proposal that we see on this Excel file does not provide an exact meaning for these kinds of expressions, because the paragraph that is included in the applicant guidebook says, after an introduction, that a certain character string should be considered as a country or territory name, and the current proposal says that this is a name by which the country is known, and this has to be proven. That is, the name by which a country is recognized by an organization or by a treaty. There are two problems with this review. On the one hand, we have the issue of the word or the term through which the name of a country is identified. That is not a problem for us. But then, on the other hand, in this explanation, we see some adjustments, some modifications to this proposal. So, countries do not need to be recognized by treaties because they are countries. Secondly, most of the names used are historic names, and these names, for some countries, are protected, and for others, they are not protected. Another problem is that oftentimes, these names are used for several countries. That leads us to another problem. Another concern we have is that sometimes country names do not only refer to a country, but also to a region. And regions and territories are dealt with in another proposal. Thank you.
Olga, if you want to answer this, maybe in after the discussion, it's okay. I will give the floor to Benedicto from Brazil, but we have the next session coming soon, so let's wrap.
Yeah, thank you. I want to be very brief because, as Belgium has done, since we are in a different context, I'd just like to repeat something I said before, that it's important that those discussions do not take place in a silo in an encapsulated way, but that take into consideration discussions that are going on elsewhere. The second comment is that in regard to one comment we see repeated many times that refer to missed opportunities in the GTLD space, we think this is something to be considered, but certainly this is not the main aspect to guide the GAC approach to this. I think that belongs, that reflects a concern on other parts of the community, which, of course, is not, I think, as I understand, the GAC approach that is more based on a political assessment. And I think the overall balance should reflect both or many other approaches, the commercial aspect, the political aspect, I think we are trying to achieve the right balance. So this is a concept that is important, but we would not, I would suggest we should not be guided by that kind of assessment. In case there are some restrictions that are being applied in an unnecessary way, I think it would be just fair and common sense to remove those restrictions. For example, I've seen examples of cases in which the very countries that are completely attached to that name should be refrained. I think that's the kind of restriction that should be removed, and maybe even the restrictions in regard to the numbers. I think those are things that should be entertained, provided that the main parameters are maintained. And finally, I'd like to support the proposal made by George, and I think it was already accepted by Olga, for us to try to develop a text comments. I think the issue raised by Belgium is a very important one. We would certainly like that to give some thought on that and whether we could, as a GAC, include those concerns in such a common document to be developed. Thank you.
Thank you, Gilan. Thank you for the comments, and thank you, Morocco, and thank you, Belgium and Brazil. And thanks to Martin Sutton, who really pointed me that the comments direct to the Google Doc should be done by members of the working group. So I think the idea of preparing something within the GAC before and then giving input to the shared file is the right way forward. So thank you very much for your attention and participation. The floor to you.
Well, thank you so much, Olga, because this morning the GAC relied heavily on you because you were chairing the NAMUCAM working group, then the GNAME's working group, and you were also our topic lead and our colleague in the Work Track 5 subgroup. So thank you so much, Olga, for your dedication and involvement. Thank you very much. So now we're closing our discussion on agenda item number 10. Which was our continued discussion on UGTLD, subsequent procedures, work track.